I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Take a look around your friend and associate circle today. How much do you influence them as compared with how much do they influence you? We invest a lot of time in our relationships. We bond with each other, can't wait to see each other, loving to be with each other, and then there are times we can't get away fast enough. When we spend a lot of time with someone else, we tend to take on each other's attributes, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We often do this without realizing how our personalities are meshing. They have a fondness for something, and suddenly we're drawn into the same thing. You make it to worship every week, don't you? And they don't. All of a sudden, you find out there are some weeks you are going with them, yet you never realize how many times they don't make it going with you. Sometimes the impact we have on each other is positive, and sometimes it's negative. In the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, verses 24 to 25, it warns us, don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul. Solomon offers this nugget of wisdom that's useful for us today. In other words, be careful of the company you keep, and at the same time, be sure you're a good company. Be a positive influence today. How do I do that? Here are a few suggestions. Be encouraging. Give someone a standing ovation today. Be consistent. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Be kind. You don't have to be, but it sure is nice when you are. Be honest. Speak the truth in love. Be there. Remember, a friend in need is a friend indeed. Surely you heard that somewhere along the line. In other words, stand with your friends in good and in hard times. Be responsible. Put away childish things, childish behavior, childish words. Yeah, put it away. Be trustworthy. Can you be trusted? Be optimistic, especially in negative situations. Our human connections are important. Cherish them. Build them. Make them strong. You are vitally important to those in your friend and associate circle. Be a positive influence. They need you, and you need them. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.